I think she's going to see all of us leave because she's been burying everybody. So she's now Granny, the babysitter, sometimes. And me and her are pretty close. My great-grandmother, she died when I was about 13. Me and her were real close. She said I was the favorite out of the group. So.
Okay. So, do you go to church?
Yeah, I go to North Avenue Baptist Church off of West End.
What's that like?
No, that's Westlake. It's by Westlake train station. It's been a family church. The whole family's been going there ever since I was little, so.
So you see your family there every Sunday?
Yep. I don't go every Sunday. I make sure I go one time out of the month. Not every Sunday. I'm not going to tell that story.
So how was it growing up in that church? What was it like?
It's, the church is, it's real nice. You never get bored. I never get bored because it's a church that comes with full of energy. So they keep you woke.
So
you always listening to the word.
I see you have a son.
Right.
What about the other side of your family then?
The others?
You only have one child?
Yeah, I only have one.
And what, are you married?
No.
Okay. And what's his name?
His name is Cedric Jr.
So that's CJ. That's our
right, CJ.
Yeah, that's CJ. Okay, so let's see. Where are we? Okay, so now let's start talking about. This is like a fun part. You get to tell me what your favorite or your dream house is. You get to describe it, everything about it that you can think of. Tell me all about your dream house. And money obviously is not an option because it's imaginary.
Okay, well, my dream house, I want it to be a brick house. I want to have upstairs, downstairs, and it's basically almost like this apartment because it's a basement, a full basement or whatever. But the basement, I want it to be like a entertainment area. But for the inside, when you come in, I want to have steps that go around in a circle, those kind of steps. Yeah, I like those. And I want a bay window. I like those bay windows. So I can sit some, you know, hang the flowers, plants, or whatever from the bay window. And I don't even know more than about 4 bedrooms. I don't need fancy tubs. It's red as long as I can be fresh.
What about, like, the furniture and stuff you're going to put in it?
How are you going to decorate it? I don't know how I would decorate it. My twin brother, he's into decorating. Him and my aunt, they like to do stuff like that, so I probably had them to figure out something because I'm not good with decorating. But for the maybe I can probably say the bedroom, I have a canopy bed. I like canopy beds, so you put the little drapes and stuff.
Okay.
And my colors for the bedroom will probably be black and gold, maybe blue for him since he's a boy, or some little sports things because he like balls, period, all of them. Mm-hmm. Football, basketball, baseball. Big kitchen. I would like to have one of those microwaves that are built in so you can just put it on in there. You don't have to worry about sending the microwave on the counter. I can use a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. What other type of appliance type stuff do you want?
I need all the appliances. Toaster, blender, mixer.
What about the rest of the house? What other type of features do you want on the house?
I just basically want something with a bay window and those stairs. Okay. That's basically it. If you had it, I'm satisfied. Outside. I want a big yard, front and backyard, fenced in. No animals. I'm scared of all animals, dogs, birds.
You're scared of all animals?
Yes.
Why are you scared of birds?
I don't know. It's just when they come, I go the other way. If I try to shoot them away, I remember one time when I was little, it was at a Martin Luther King parade, a bird boo-booed in my head. So I think that's why I just leave them alone, stay out of their way.
Okay.